It is 4:15, almost 4:16. Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Start your day on the sunny side at Sonny's Family Diner in Brighton. In addition to their huge menu, every morning from 7 till 8, you get two eggs, potatoes, choice of meat, toast, and coffee. Just $10. What a steal. Visit to Sonny's Family Diner at 2171 West Henrietta Road in Brighton. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, there was some sad news today.
Yes.
Charles Osgood, who I used to just love watching on CBS Sunday Morning, has passed away at the age of 91.
What's funny, do you remember like 2 weeks ago we talked about him? Do you remember this or no?
We did.
Just in passing, I don't know how he came up, and I said, is he still alive?
Oh,
and you said,
I don't
yes.
know.
I said, is he still hosting the show? And you said, no.
Right.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
Thank you.
Well,
inconsequential conversation.
Charles Osgood Wood III was his real name.
What was it?
Charles Osgood Wood III.
Osgood
was his
Wood?
Real name.
Okay.
Yes. But known professionally as Charles Osgood,
sure.
was an American radio and television commentator, writer, and musician.
Wow.
He did a lot of things.
A lot of things.
Osgood is best known both for being the host of CBS News Sunday Morning, a role he held for over 22 years, from April 10th, 1994 until September 25th of 2016, as well as The Osgood File, a series of daily radio commentaries he hosted from 1971 until 2017.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So he was born in the Bronx in 1933. As a child, he moved with his family to Baltimore, and he graduated from Fordham University in 1954 with a degree in economics. Yeah. For the first dozen years of his career, Osgood used his legal name professionally either as Charles Wood or as Charles O. Wood. While attending Fordham, Osgood volunteered at the university's FM campus radio station.
FM, baby. That's where it's at.
WFUV.
F-U-V.
F-U-V.
I gotcha. Okay.
He often played piano between records on his shows and frequently collaborated with other students, including Alan Alda.
He played the piano between records?
Yeah. He did.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah.
Well, don't get any ideas. You're going to roll a piano in here
tomorrow? Yeah, right? Bring my little keyboard in here?
Yeah,
maybe.
Keyboard.
We'll see.
Plug it in over there.
We'll see. Immediately after graduating from Fordham, Osgood was hired as an announcer by WGMS, the classical music station in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Shortly afterward, however, he enlisted in the military to be the announcer for the United States Army Band.
Oh, my gosh.
Besides acting as the band's master of ceremonies, he performed as a pianist with the band and sang with the United States Army Chorus.
Oh.
Stationed adjacent to Arlington National Cemetery at Fort Myer during his service with the U.S. Army Band, using pseudonyms, he worked as an announcer for radio stations in the Washington area to supplement his income and add some experience.
Oh, okay.
In September of 1955... President Dwight D. Eisenhower suffered a serious heart attack during a vacation in Denver, Colorado, and was confined to a hospital room there until November.
Oh.
Now, during this time, under the auspices of WGMS, Osgood hosted a closed-circuit program of classical music delivered exclusively to the president's room to encourage his relaxation and recuperation.
Oh, my
gosh. So he was basically the private DJ
for the president.
President Eisenhower.
That is
for a time.
Unbelievable.
Right?
And he healed him?
I mean, I guess so.
Good for him. Anybody could heal. I mean, very soothing.
Yeah, totally.
Charles Osgood, very soothing.
So he began using the name Charles Osgood when he was hired at ABC because the network already had an announcer named Charles Woods. So they couldn't have a Charles Woods and a Charles Wood. So he went with his middle name.
Yeah, just change your name up. All right.
He moved over to CBS Radio in 1967, and during a career that spanned nearly 50 years, Osgood worked on virtually every broadcast within CBS News, including the CBS Morning News, the CBS Evening News with Dan Rather, and the CBS Sunday Night News.
Wow.
Yeah.
The news for all times of the day.
That's right. He took over CBS Sunday Morning for original host Charles Kuralt in 1994. Among Osgood's personal trademarks were his bow tie.
Yes.
His weekly sign-off.
Yes.
Remember what that was? He would say, until then, I'll see you on the radio.
I'll see you on the radio. Yes.
And his propensity for delivering commentaries in whimsical verse. little poems that he would recite.
Oh, yeah. So relaxing. Yeah.
During his run on the show, it reached its highest ratings level in 3 decades.
Wow.
And earned 3 daytime Emmys for Outstanding Morning Program.
How about that?
Yeah.
Take that, Young and the Restless.
So he was also a gifted musician playing piano, organ, banjo, and violin.
Banjo?
Yeah.
The bow tie? Can you play banjo with a bow tie on?
What else? I mean, I feel like that fits.
Not a bolo tie, but a bow tie?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
All right.
So he was an accomplished composer and lyricist and performed with professional orchestras like the New York Pops, the Boston Pops, and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Wow.
And he also made his theatrical debut in 2008 as the narrator for the movie Horton Hears a Who.
No, really?
He was the narrator of that, yeah.
I want to watch that now.
So Osgood died from dementia at his home in New Jersey today, January 23rd, at the age of 91.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. Quite a legacy. You picked out a record to go along with Charles Osgood, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play the song Sunday Will Never Be the Same.
Like Spanky and Our Gang.
That's right.
You got it, Sarah. Thank you so much. Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, Spanky and Our Gang, and Sunday Will Never Be the Same. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were just talking about Charles Osgood,
yes,
who of course hosted CBS Sunday Morning.
Of course, yes.
And he passed away today at the age of 91.
Yeah, very, very sad. Let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Charles Osgood was the longest serving host of CBS News Sunday Morning.
He was once President Dwight D. Eisenhower's personal DJ.
And he was also a gifted musician and performed with professional orchestras like the New York and Boston Pops.
Yeah. And the bow tie, was it real? It wasn't a clip-on. Was it a real bow tie?
I bet it was real.
I bet it was real,
don't you
too
think?
I think he seems like a real authentic guy,
yeah.
Charles Osgood.
Yeah, totally.
Real named Charles Wood.
That's right.
Chuck Wood. How much wood? Could Chuck Wood? Chuck? If folks want to learn more about Charles Osgood, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You mentioned that he had to change his name. He changed his name to Charles Osgood when he came to ABC, I think you said it was, because there's already a Charles Woods that worked there. So I think it's Chuck McCoy who's told me this story. When he was hired at a station in Buffalo, he went there and they gave him his radio name.
Oh.
Because Chuck McCoy is not his real name. But he went there and they had a reel of names that they had like jingle sings for.
Really?
And whatever was vacant, they gave him. And I don't know what it was. I don't think it was Chuck McCoy. I think it was something else at the time. But yeah, that's how they used to do it. They had the jingle.
The reel of names.
And that's
like
who
that
you became.
I like that.
All right. Back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it, Sarah. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, please.
You too.
Ed Smith will be here in just a minute with a first look at our ride home. We'll check that forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols as well on Legends 102.7.